Welcome to your financial wake-up call. Why? Because it's for you. And Dave Crossan here to deliver you some exemplary financial advice.
Woo! I like that.
We kick it up a notch here in the Financial Wake-Up Call podcast. And a lot to get into today, Dave.
Well, this is so important. Thank you so much. Every week we will have a new topic. And I'm always looking for that one to two solid takeaways, that aha moment, or something where you can speak to your financial advisor. Maybe there's a topic we bring up, you need more clarity. And of course, people can reach out to me. Vin, how can people reach out to me with topics?
ShoreTime@townsquaremedia.com.
I kind of like that. Very cool. And so this week, this is important. We've seen, especially during the pandemic, and now here we are entering 2023, for a lot of individuals, people have looked to and have gone to different jobs, things have happened in their life. Let's say, unfortunately, something happened during the pandemic. They may have lost their job. Or I've seen this, Vin, where a lot of people decide, you know what? I'm going to start my new company, whatever it is, and I'm leaving my job. But guess what they're leaving behind, Vin?
Mm-hmm.
If they participated in the company's 401k. And I don't know how many times this has happened, Vin, too many times, I will say, that people have reached out to me or I've sat down with them and they have a couple, two, three different 401ks with different companies and they've just left them there. They haven't done anything with them. So yes, they get their statements, but they're just putting them in a drawer or they just don't pay them any attention. Mm. So the purpose of today's podcast is to discuss options for individuals that have left their job and have a previous 401k with their previous employer. And what can they do? So number one, just don't do anything. In other words, just don't leave it there. I should say that better. With a 401k, you have that option typically, and I'll underline that, to either move it to your new employer's 401k or have it rolled over to a traditional IRA. Well, what is the difference? Well, if you go to a new job and the new 401k allows you to consolidate your old 401k into the new 401k, that can be an option. Again, there's no tax issues whatsoever with this transfer. It's basically a transfer from the previous employer to the new employer's 401k. And that's something where you would speak to their plan administrator to see what options are available and if they allow that money to come over.
Okay.
Also, too, what that would do, that would consolidate that 401k and it would provide you all the various investment options that are available. And of course, starting with the new 401k, you would then have the ability to contribute. Hopefully they match, and that's something I always talk about. If they match with the new 401k, just make sure that you have the ability to contribute up to that amount so that you can take advantage of money that you don't want to leave on the table. Percentage-wise, if it's, I'll make up a number, say it's 4%, make sure you contribute up to that amount. So getting back to the idea behind it, that's one option available. Typically, again, you want to lean on the plan administrator to see if that's an option to do so. Another option could be to move that 401k, do a rollover.
Okay.
It's like a transfer. You're taking it from the 401k and rolling it over or transferring it to a traditional IRA. So now what is the difference? Well, with a traditional IRA, you're going to have a lot more options. Another appealing aspect of a traditional IRA is the ability to have a financial advisor help you with this rollover. Now, let me say this. With a 401k, typically what ends up happening is there's an 800 number or you go online, and a lot of the decisions you have to make, you've got to make them based on the information that's there. You don't typically have somebody that you can discuss the options with other than somebody on an 800 number or online to make your decisions. That can be very challenging.
Yeah.
With a traditional IRA, you could have the ability to have a financial advisor help you. Now you have a situation where, let's say you do that rollover to a traditional IRA, and you could sit down with this individual and discuss your plan going forward, making sure you're properly diversified, evaluating your risk tolerance, different goals, different items that you need to discuss when you're planning to retire to make sure you're properly set up.
Sure.
That is a huge advantage to having a traditional IRA. And the other part to it too, like I mentioned, is the options. Meaning you can invest in individual stocks, mutual funds, bonds, whatever it may be, maybe annuities. It doesn't matter. Again, whatever is appropriate for your investment strategy. So by having that as an option, this also gives the ability to, if you have other 401ks, for a lot of people that I speak to, they've had multiple jobs and they've left these various 401ks at where they were when they left the company. They just didn't do anything with it. They didn't move the money over. So having a traditional IRA, let's say you have a couple of them, here's a nice opportunity to be able to consolidate. And again, if you are working with a financial advisor, that person can help you with these assets, properly set them up, properly have them set up in a way that's diversified and goes with your risk tolerance. And again, having that conversation about your goals so you're set up the correct way. Now, one thing I would say with a 401k, and this is very important.
Okay.
Am I pounding the desk?
No. Oh, boy. No. Everybody pay attention.
Now. For anybody listening that in the 401k, there is company stock. Before you do a rollover to a traditional IRA, I would speak to your financial advisor, assuming that you were considering rolling it into a traditional IRA, and also your CPA, because there could be some tax issues that could benefit you leaving it in the 401k.
Okay.
That's for individuals that have company stock. Very, very important. And you know what? In a future podcast, we'll discuss how that works. But again, I want to make sure it's clear for people that if you do have company stock, before you consider rolling that company stock into a traditional IRA, have that conversation with your financial advisor, with your CPA, because there are some tax advantages not to do that rollover company stock-wise. Here's a big one, buddy. You and I have spoken about this many times. I'm going to bring it up again. The more retirement accounts you have out there, and like I said, I've had individuals that have had multiple 401ks, and even some people that have traditional IRAs, multiple ones, that it's hard to keep track of them.
Sure.
Here's the big problem. When you have all these different retirement accounts, well, if you've got some of them that you're not paying attention to, how do you know that you're properly diversified, that these accounts are properly set up with your overall goals? If you're getting assistance or have a financial advisor that can help you, now they can look at these assets and say, okay, if we're able to do a rollover and consolidate, they'll be able to look at the whole picture. The problem is, and this happens too many times, where people sit down with a financial advisor, give them some of their assets, not all, and then later down the road, it turns out, oh, by the way, I had this 401k or that 401k. And in a down market, if you're not properly diversified, that can be quite a problem. Think of it this way. Let's say you're all in one particular sector and that sector doesn't perform properly, or you needed to spread it out in different percentages with other investments.
Mm-hmm.
If the financial advisor wasn't aware of these other investments, the plan is not going to be properly set up. So again, this is an opportunity to consolidate with the various 401ks that you may have out there. Get professional guidance with those assets, especially with a retirement account that's intended when you retire to be that income strategy to help you in retirement. But if you're not getting the guidance with all of those 401ks out there, you may be putting yourself in a situation where you're not properly set up, not properly diversified, and in a down market, you could be financially hurt. We do not want that.
Right, right.
Last point I want to bring up is for people that are of an age that they are taking required distributions. In other words, currently that age is 72. So let's say people are at a point where I have to start my distribution process. Again, if you need to take a required minimum distribution from your retirement accounts. That could be a 401k. That could be a traditional IRA. And you do not do it, then 50% penalty.
Oh.
Exactly. So think of it this way. If you have all these various retirement accounts out there, and for whatever reason, you do not take a distribution for one of those accounts. Again, if you have many of them, it can get very confusing.
Sure.
Whatever you didn't take out, and I'll make up a number. Let's say it's $10,000 that you were supposed to do a distribution for and you didn't. That's a 50% penalty. So another reason to consider consolidating these retirement accounts, having professional guidance going forward to help you with your financial plan. I wanted to bring this up because I deal with a lot of individuals that are currently working, nearing retirement, as well as in retirement. And at different stages of their life, it can get very confusing on all the different things they have out there, especially if somebody has been with multiple companies and has multiple 401ks. We want the ability for somebody to help you with that, as well as making sure that they're properly diversified and set up. And unfortunately, if you're not paying any attention to it, I see a lot of people that they get the statement and guess what, Vin, it goes in the drawer. I'll deal with it. So if you're currently working with a financial advisor and you do have 401ks that are with previous employers that you haven't done anything with yet, that are out there that, you know, could be something to consolidate with, say, a traditional IRA, that you can get that guidance. Or, like I mentioned, if there's company stock in the 401k, maybe there could be some nice distribution strategies that can help on the tax front.
Okay.
CPA, get them involved in the conversation. Last point I want to make with this podcast, like I mentioned previously, when you're doing any transactions or looking to make any changes, that's why you want to make sure all of your advisors know what you're doing. So for example, like I mentioned with your financial advisor helping you with your investments, but also with a change, there may be a tax issue you should alert your CPA about. The worst thing that can happen is you take an action and, oh, by the way, I did this. And then the CPA says, well, there was possibly a way you could have done it and saved some tax. So I just want to put that out there because I think for a lot of people, they look at them as completely separate. Even though they do different things, they should have the knowledge and work together. It's so important. So Vin, there we go.
A little bit
of a taste of rollovers for a lot of individuals that have made job changes and have those accounts out there. Things to consider going forward, and also make it a lot simpler for you going with your different strategies, making sure they're consolidated in a way that's easier to keep track.
Absolutely.
Don't just put that statement in the drawer.
Mm-mm. Make sure you review it, look it over, and meet with my man Dave Crossan here and comb through the details, and he'll set you on your financial journey. So a lot to consider, Dave, a lot for people to digest here. How can they get in touch with you over at Shoreline Wealth Management to discuss this and other financial topics?
Excellent, excellent. Main number is 732-902-7880. Of course, visit us at shorelinewealth.com. Or guess what? Come on down.
Come visit
us in our offices in Manahawkin and Manchester.
Sounds good. Yeah, take a ride. Yeah, it's nice in the winter. Take a nice winter drive to Manchester, Manahawk, and meet with Dave Crossan over there at Shoreline Wealth Management, and he will guide you on that financial journey here in 2023. Dave, thanks as always. This was a good podcast.
That was fun. I enjoyed that.
More podcasts coming up next Monday. Your Financial Wake Up Call podcast with Dave Crossan continues next Monday. The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. This information is not intended to be a substitute for individualized legal advice. Please consult your legal advisor regarding your specific situation.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Whether you are in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity. Shoreline's system is straightforward. They will understand your financial circumstances, identify goals, analyze current plans, and customize a path to position you to reach your goals. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.